In neighboring Florida, early voting began 10 days ago, and the process is groaning under the weight of thousands of lawyers who've arrived to monitor. While they have found problems, NPR's Ari Shapiro reports that so far things look better than they did after the 2000 election.
In quantum physics, there's a theory called Heisenberg's uncertainty principle. It more or less says that you can't observe something without changing it. Some would say that's true of lawyers in Florida right now. By observing polling places, they inevitably affect what goes on there. Civil rights lawyer Patrick Scott agrees.
I think it'll affect the system for better.
The Democratic Party has trained Scott to watch polls in Broward County. Today, he's sitting at a picnic table outside of a voting station where people are waiting in line for more than an hour to vote early.
When the law is clear, that's better for everyone. That's better for the poll workers, the supervisors, and most importantly for the electors, because there is no confusion, there is no ambiguity.
As an example, he describes a scene that took place in Dade County during the first few days of early voting.
One particular deputy clerk that I heard about firsthand was preventing people from voting because they didn't have their driver's license. And our legal team was able to explain to that person, well, the Florida statutes say you can have a plethora of IDs in order to vote, whether it be a utility bill, your Costco card, whatever it may be.
He describes these interactions as constructive, not adversarial. And he's grateful for early voting because it gives everyone 2 weeks to sort out these problems. Mindy Tucker Fletcher agrees that early voting is a good thing and that for the most part it's been going smoothly. But she says there are exceptions. Fletcher is a senior advisor for Florida's Republican Party.
We've had a couple problems in places where people decided to turn the voting place into a rally or a demonstration or protest, and a lot of our voters felt intimidated. Some turned away and didn't vote.
Those allegations caused Florida's Secretary of State to send out a memo earlier this week. It reminded poll workers that they have a right to eject anyone who's causing a disturbance at a polling place. And Fletcher says things seem to have settled down. Still, she's uncomfortable with the influx of lawyers.
We've got tons of attorneys who have decided to come down here and help the Democratic Party. Not that we don't have attorneys on our side as well, but they have sort of made this huge effort of turning out attorneys from across the country down here in Florida in masses. And you never want people to come into a state and kind of interfere with that particular system.
The Democratic Party says it has about 2,000 lawyers in the state. Republicans aren't releasing a number. But with lawyers come lawsuits, and several major voting lawsuits have been decided in recent weeks. University of South Florida political science professor Susan McManus says those suits help the process.
They've cleared up a lot of confusion, and they've done it in a timely fashion so that a person's vote is not threatened. If you had had these kinds of things filed on Election Day, it might be too late for people who were caught up in some kind of slippage in the system to be able to cast their vote.
None of this guarantees that things will go smoothly on Election Day, but McManus says it makes Floridians more hopeful that next Wednesday, the media spotlight will be shining someplace else. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Miami.